Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
So what's it gonna be, him or me? You can cruise the world with pearls,
alligator boots for blood. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in them. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that ass a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the all state, sexing me while your man masturbates. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, her flight lands at 9, my game just rewind. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
For giving us this platform, Epiphany Radio, but you know what? He continuously gives us something else, y'all. He got this thing that he does called Raw Links, which sponsors the show tonight. So why be average when you can be raw? I got mine.
You got mine. I got mine. Listen.
Bro.
Come on.
Tonight.
Come on.
Y'all are in for something crazy tonight. From the lab, the minds of Poetic and J. Rob, the wise son. Man, listen, we toiled over this one for weeks. Exactly. When would be the right night to do this one? And Jay, tonight is the last get down for July. So tonight is right. Tonight is the right time. J-Rob, let them know what we are in for tonight.
Dig this, y'all. Every single one of us has had an opportunity to date somebody that we have liked. The energy was crazy. And the sex was awesome. However, sometimes we break up. Because we just don't get along. Mm-hmm. We break up because we stop liking each other. We break up because the feeling ain't there no more. We break up because somebody else captured our attention when somebody else had our attention and they lost that attention when they lost that attention. I'm just saying. Sometimes it happens. But every so often, there's that one person. Maybe two. There's always that one person that you think about. You like, daddy, if I had a chance to get back with this chick, Lord have mercy. I might take her back. You know what's funny, man? You know what's funny? I have an ex-girlfriend. I'm not going to say her name on the air because that's not cool. I ain't going to get damn business.
That's right. We'll protect the innocent. Protect the innocent.
I got an ex-girlfriend, and you know how she left me? She served me.
Ooh.
Came to an event I was having at a hotel.
Ooh.
Called me up and was like, oh, my son was like, yo, check this out. Where you at? I was like, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm being social. What's your room number?
Ooh.
I gave her the room number thinking she wanted to leave her coat there.
Yeah.
Met her at my room, and it was on and popping. And we had already broken up, but it was on and popping. And it was on and popping for almost an hour.
Ooh,
and after it was all said and done, she sat on my lap and gave me a deep, passionate kiss. Like, this is the first time she ever kissed me. And she was like, I never want to see you again.
Wow.
And I was all right with that.
Wow.
Yo, we made out, and she bounced. You know, and after she got up and brother cleaned up and got my shit on, you know, I'm like, oh, she was like, gave me a kiss. And I mean, dang, she kissed me like this was the first time. You know, that first time you joning for it, and she was like,
yeah.
Whoo! And she was like, I never want to see you again.
Wow.
I love you, but I never want to see you again.
Wow.
And, bruh, like tonight's theme, has there ever been a man for the lady or a woman for the guy that you would take back for just one last night of unmitigated passion? And it's strictly between the two of y'all. Because like I said, man, I'm protecting the innocent when I say this. I ain't telling nobody who she is. It ain't none of your damn business. I'll tell Van after the show. However,
yo,
that's tonight's theme, y'all. That's tonight's theme, y'all.
I know.
So
wait. I know. Hold on, Jay. Hold on. I know. Let me address the callers and the listeners real quick. I know. Y'all feel like we about to get in your business. I mean, we only getting in what you allow us into, right? Poetically, right? So, yeah, we're going to get in your business tonight. Jay, what was your grade say, bro?
I was about to ask you, hey, Van, have you ever been in a situation when there's one woman that you would, that you thought about that you would take back for one last night of some good, good?
You know what, Jay?
Just one last night, and you can't see it no more.
Yeah. You know what, Jay? There's a show that I like, man. There's a show that I like. It's called Wildin' Out, done by Nick Cannon. And there's a segment in the show that they got, man. And it's called I Plead the Fifth.
Say less. Say less. Say less.
Nah, man. They're wow. You said I can never see her again after that moment? That's what you said, right? You did say that, right?
I did say that, right? But let me hold on, wait. Let me amend it to a degree.
Okay.
You could probably see her again, but y'all will never be intimate like that again after that one last night of passion. Y'all never be like that again. Yo, you know what? As I think about it, this happened to me a couple of times. We're going to talk after the show, man. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, we got to talk after the show. But for me, man, you know, there is one. The crazy thing is she and I actually never got into a romantic relationship to even have the opportunity to explore. And, there is one. You know, there is one when I think about it. You know, I won't say names, of course, to protect the innocent. But, yeah, there is one. There's one, at least that I can think off the top of my head, especially since you said I could never see her again. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Can I ask you another question?
Because you know why? Tell me why. Because if there would be a next time, I'd just put on a blindfold so I wouldn't have to look.
What fun is it? What kind of fun is that?
Oh man, that's a hell of a lot of fun. But what was you gonna ask me, Jake?
And this might be a topic for another show. But Van.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you wish you could get with? That you would like to get with?
Ooh.
But unfortunately,
oh,
they ain't digging you like that. But if they gave you a shot, you would change her life.
Bruh.
Who you give me a shot?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
all I got to say is, Lord, have mercy. That's all I got to say.
That's the answer, Lord, have mercy.
That is the answer. Yes, God. Lord, have mercy.
So woo. I take it that the answer is in the affirmative, that there's somebody out there you would like to holler at.
Absolutely.
Not that you're going to say that name here.
Freaking lutely.
But
yes,
if they gave you an opportunity.
Without question.
And the two of y'all was alone, and it was like, so. Now that we're alone and it's just us, what's up?
That's a different show. Yeah. Change her life. Yeah. We got, Y'all going to have to tune in for that show.
Y'all got to tune in for that one.
Woo. Oof. Oh, man.
Yeah, there's
Ooh,
somebody.
Yes,
I got somebody in mind, man. If they just gave me a shot at the title, I'd change her fucking life. I mean, I shouldn't curse on the law. Oof. I shouldn't curse on the air. Please excuse my French.
FTC, we apologize in advance, but we're going to continue cursing. Some of us. But yeah, bro. Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, my God. Let's get this show started, bro, because we can't be the only ones, you know, throwing up
this group
how we feel, you know, about this subject matter. But first, we got to go at it poetically first. We got to kick it off right.
Okay. So since the Chocolate Boy Wonder went on last week first, Van Middles, could you do me a favor, brother, and could you bless the show? Don't start the show. Could you please bless the show by kicking it off first with your answer to this question? And please
Absolutely. Do
us a favor and get on down.
Absolutely. This piece is called In a Heartbeat. One more chance at a night of passion could create strange bedfellows and an unusual faction between two individuals with iconic memories of just how to please one another like deities. So yeah, just for one more night of steamy pleasantries, I'd take her back and get lost in her melodies. Our bodies redefining the first moment we touched, letting our souls blend while making new love soul ties as our thirst is quenched. The elegance of lust, reminding me she is us, that this has to be the absolute last time we touch like this. But our sensual senses yearns and longs for what we miss. The hottest flame burns our candles at both ends. And so delightfully delicious is her kisses that just like then, I hope never ends. Today I pray that I can let go of these feelings when I enter her, 'cause though she feels good to me, she's so bad for me too, and I never imagined our lovemaking would become one last monumental event upon my bedsheets, where we indulge in each other's fantasies without being discreet. Because I know her body and she knows mine. No alcohol or even wine is necessary here. Allow me to breathe upon your skin until the piano keys plays your moisture in the atmosphere. And that vibrating and shaking is not the foundation of the earth moving. It is the deep physical movements of our bodies becoming one with all the moist, wet excitement. From this one night of recollected development, that in a heartbeat, I take you back for one more chance of intensity-filled, powerful romance. Poem.
In the words of Biggie Smalls record, Heavy D. Let's go with Heavy D. You nasty, Van.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to make sure that I get that out of my system, you know?
There's a couple of gemstones in here. Allow me to breathe upon your skin until the piano keys play your moisture in the atmosphere. Who talks like that?
Hold on.
One last monumental event upon my bedsheets, where we indulge in each other's fantasies without being discreet. Because I know her body and she's no mine. No alcohol, not even wine. Ain't none of that necessary. Not here. Man, you playing like you ain't somebody's poet.
Appreciate the accolades, man. I enjoyed the prompt so much, man. I just had to go all in. My pen decided that it wanted to write and match the heart's intensity. So I just said, hey, you know what? Have at it. So this is a dope prompt to write to.
So it just hit us back kind of to compliment your piece, saying I take her back and get lost in her abilities. Hey, until the piano keys play your moisture. Wow. He do, yeah. Huh? She's like, I'm going to stop drinking now. So, and somebody else was like, goodness, set with the fire effect. I'm like, see, man, see, this is why, I told you, until we started doing this show, my mother didn't know that I knew you. She thought I was lying. And this is why I told her I know Van Meadow. You hear this kind of culture, ladies and gentlemen? Do you hear this? And then other people hit this back channel. They're like, okay, man, over there getting heated for 25 minutes in. See? This is why, Van, I'm going to write another piece called, you read my piece called Switch. I'm going to write another piece called Switch because I want to be you for one show. Just so that I can know what it's like to have that beard flowing, them poems pouring, and them eyes are blazing, and that pen dripping something sick that comes out like this. You's a bad boy.
Appreciate you, good brother. Hey, man, I just write, man. I just write, you know. But I'm, ladies and gentlemen, listen, don't let the wise son fool you, because he's a bad boy, too. Listen, wise son, don't let me say how bad you are. Let you show them how bad you really are.
You're just telling them people some lies. Don't be lying to the audience,
nope.
Man.
Nope. Wise son, go ahead and get on down, bro.
Sir. This piece is called One More Chance. You see, there's a dark cloud that just can't escape my sight. You see, it's just the memories of us that I fight with all my might. And I know I can't take you back, but I swear, if I have the chance, could we have one more chance? Relive us when our romance was all that. I mean, baby, please think about it. If we were the end of each other's sentences, we used to talk each other into the daylight because you was the reason that I never had stage fright. You was everything to me. You was my poetry. You was the reason for the you and me season before the alibis and treason. But now it's all even. For whatever the reason, and I think about you, and I need another reason to take you back. Just one more chance. One more chance for a late night slide into a room and musical moan inside your warm divide as I am whispering, I miss you, while deep inside your hot, warm, tight, gushy tissue. Our thing is so unique because you was my reason to not be in the streets. We wasn't for the meek. We may have argued and fought, but we made each other come in between those sheets. And I've always loved your soft brown kitten because your kitten is the mitten that I'm sticking to be fitting. And even with all the heartbreak, I still thought that I could let go of the heartaches just for one more night of that perfect kiss, so that you can give me that thing that you know I miss. So please excuse me as I begin to think of you and I begin to reminisce this. And it's just for that same reason that as bad as I want to say yes, I got to say no. And as hot as he was, hey, baby, you never really know. I just know that every so often I have to take a mental stance before I call you back and ask for one more chance, one last dance, one more night of hot summer sweating passion, of hot sex on a platter that ends up being like romance. But I know me better than I know you, so I better put my phone down. Because every time I think of you and I realize who you are to me, I'm just too weak to say no. And I just might ask for one more chance. Poem.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, do you hear this? Do you hear this? Y'all see why I said what I said. But let me repeat some of what I heard, because there are three stanzas that go together for me that just made me just be like, yo, this cat is something serious. My man said, "You was my reason for the you and me season, before the alibis and treason, but it's all even. For whatever the reason, I think about you and I need another reason to take you back. One more chance for a late night slide, for us to roam and musically moan inside your warm divide, as I'm whispering, I miss you. While deep inside your hot, warm, tight, mushy, and gushy tissue." Then he says, "Our thing was so unique, because you was my reason not to be in the streets. We weren't for the meek. We may have argued and fought, but made each other come in between those sheets." Yo. Y'all can't tell me that my brother ain't dope. You can't tell me. Yo. You's a bad boy, bro. You's a bad boy.
I'm only as bad as the company that I keep, and I keep good company, so we all bad. So, bro, salute to you. I had fun creating this piece because it took me back to someplace I hadn't been in a minute. And it just made me think of something that I'm glad I haven't done, but on the flip side, wish I did do.
My brother. Listen, we cannot have all this fun to ourselves. We just simply cannot. You know, we say this every show. We could, but we got some poets out here, man, that's ready to dive in. I mean, ready to dive in. So what do you say we go ahead and open up these mics and let's get this party started for real.
I say let's get this party started. I got some music for the I got music for the night. Listen, let's bring them in. Who we got, man? I'm gonna stop talking. Who we got?
Yo,
who we got, bro? Who we got?
Listen, we got one of my favorite poets, bro. We got one of my favorites coming to the mic right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good, my brother?
What's good, Brother Van? Can you hear me okay, sir?
We can hear you just fine.
Yes,
bro.
We hear you quite well.
All right. What's up, J-Rob the Wild Son? How you feeling, brother?
Salute to you, King. It's good to hear your voice, man. How are you making out?
Oh, man, I'm doing, man. Little thunderstorm and whatnot going on, but yeah, man. Good, man.
Excellent. Yo, thank you for taking time out of your day to bless the Get Down.
No, man, you know, y'all worry now for the hottest topics on the scene, brothers. So, yeah, man, I had it coming.
Oh, man, we appreciate that, brother. Man, we appreciate that so much. Man, J-Rob, I'm gonna let you usher our brother to the mic, cause I can't wait to hear what he got for this.
You know it, Joe, my brother.
Yes, sir.
First off, is your piece locked and loaded?
Always, brother. Always locked and loaded.
My man. Well, tonight, brother, let me introduce you to the audience. This is Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Joe, if there is a lady out there that you would take back for one night of passion, go on ahead and get on down and let them know what that is or who she is. Pardon.
You know, I'm going to describe it in my piece, bro, and why I want her back. You understand? So here we go. I want her back, separated, living alone with two kids. I'm starting off slow to explain what I did. And she's a good-looking woman, size, thick in size. Big breasts and the rest look good, no surprise. I worked on her property, an apartment complex. I did all the maintenance and I was the best. I saw her in passing. She'd nod, say hello, hop in her ride, her two daughters in tow. Later that evening, my pager went off. An emergency call, I grabbed my tools and took off. It was her, her apartment. She clogged up her sink. I fixed this with the quickness before she could blink. Offered me something, but I wouldn't take it. I wanted that pussy, but I wouldn't say this. I saw her that Sunday, and she was fine, all dolled up with church on her mind. I talked to a friend. Man, Dad, did you see her? He said, yeah, she's okay. So why don't you go for her? I sat back and thought, yeah, he's right. Let me work out my flow for her. Later that week, she called again. I responded with caution in an engaged conversation. We talked about life and our own situations, and neither of us were in a sexual relation. She invited me over. The girls won't be home. This was my chance to have her alone. She said it's been a long time since she spoke to a man. We talked a bit more, then she grabbed my hand. We started to kiss. I was ever so gentle. Getting so hard, I'm about to go mental. I flipped the script and told her this wasn't right. I kissed her once more and bade her goodnight. She came home from work early next day. She saw me out working, then gave me a page. I arrived at her door. Her clothes were still on. We walked to her bedroom, and her bed I sat on. She hiked up her skirt. I looked at her stocking. She said, leave more. I thought this was shocking. This church-going woman is really a freak, ashamed of her body and didn't want to be seen. I played around with her, even got down and ate her, but couldn't believe she'd never done this before. 40 years plus, yet so much a virgin, a pliable canvas for me to start splurging. I backed off again and then let the head enter. I said, this isn't right. I'll come back for dinner. She went back to work. I know, so frustrated. But later that night, I was so glad I waited. And she stripped down to nothing and laid on her bed. I told her she's perfect despite what he said. I loved her for hours with sweet tenderness, no longer ashamed. Her taste became bolder. She wanted to try everything. Oh, man, I think I love her. We get it all from A to Z and a few other things that escapes me. And our love went for 3 years. As a matter of fact, to this day, I still want her back. But where is she now? Where is she now? Love of my love, giver of confidence. Someone told her she was fat. I showed her she was all of that. In public is where I displayed my affection. My attention was given fully. I was bullied to her shyness. This queen, washed clean of her past, have taken me on a visual fast. Where is she now? Have the covers of another shown her warmth. Teaching gone past the bedroom door. She knows how to love herself now. She knows the mirror reflects the image I see. She knew when I saw her, my grin was in awe of her, like the first time I swallowed her. She knew she was more than a snack. Where is she now? As I look back upon fond memories, she was nurse to me, and I loved her white hose. She was family, a receiver of love's prose. I saw her once in my moment of conflict. I couldn't break away from my script. She was the church lady. I was still me. And we both respected honesty. Where is she now? I honestly don't know. But this image shows me the love I knew, a love that grew from just how are you, a love that grew to introducing you to my mother, God rest her soul, and to yours, God bless her soul, and the brief years that we built upon. I was the one who lost it, who caused it to end. Oh, to begin again and think, and then the results will be the same. Hallowed be thy name. Where is she now? I can barely sense her, but I remember born in September and the towers were timber and it rendered us apart. A new start with an empty heart, a new chapter to capture a remnant of what was. There were small steps, but no less true to love. For it's you that I loved and still do. Where are you? And there's so much left to say. You were the best. I never gave myself the chance to say goodbye. I took up residence with a question why. You wouldn't have liked her. Then again, maybe you would. She never did what you could. I was chasing the fantasy that I knew in reality could never be. And she was so wrong for me. It was so wrong of me to just up and leave. I left you. I left my home and my family, midlife crisis. No, come to my vices, none of which she was into. Baby, you are the best. That long term until I feed the worms at my final rest. I saw your brother today. I asked how you were doing. He read my eyes and just said, okay. Words unspoken didn't leave me hope, and I felt that you moved on. I mentally thanked them for not showing me what I'd missed, baby. It's been so long. This is barely a gist of what I want to say to you. To lay with you one more time would fix nothing. Love would still be on the shelf, and ours was a deep reading. I should be pleading, praying to God. I'd do that anyway for your well-being. This was not one part of you. There was not one part of you I didn't love, touch, or taste. Not one memory I can erase. Regrets and hate still leave a bad taste. But in this case, it was all in loving you. Baby, if you only knew the times I fantasize, always to realize it's best to leave it alone. Poem.
Yo.
Damn. Damn.
Joe. My God. My God. First, let me tell you that this is an exquisite piece of poetry. I mean exquisite. But I'm over here trying to figure out and search the internet, see if I can find her, because you definitely need that one more chance after hearing this piece. Bro, the wordplay, the metaphors, bro. Joe, amazing, bro. Amazing. Wise son.
Van, this read like I closed my eyes when he was spitting it, and I'm just watching a movie. You know, like you got the cat who's a son, he's looking at her picture, and he's walking by the dock of the bay, kicking rocks, and then you see him walking down this rain-soaked street, and he's the only one on the block and whatnot, and he's just taking the rain, and he's just reminiscing about this one person, and then he even walks past her door. He's reciting his piece, looking at her door, yeah. And he just keeps walking, but then she comes outside and looks both ways, and she don't see him. And he just keeps this was a journey, and this was really, 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 really dope.
Yes.
Thank you, brothers. I appreciate that. Thank you, brothers. I appreciate that, man.
Joe, you're a very vivid poet, bro.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah, man, for sure. For sure. Wow. Love this joint, man. But right now, after hearing that exquisite piece, we got to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. It's time for you to do some damage on that flow. And maybe she out there. Maybe she'll come on back. I know.
If she out there, Joe, ask if she got a little sister for your little brother.
Actually, she does.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man, I'll take a cousin, you know, in case she ain't got no more sisters.
Oh, man, she got some fine-ass cousins, man. It was hard. Hey, I had to refocus.
Hey.
She got some fine-ass cousins. Man, yeah. Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
My man.
All right, my brother. We'll get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. One love, one
mic. Right, one love, one mic, y'all.
My man. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Whew. Go ahead, Jay.
Nah, that's how you start a show, bro. That's how you start a show.
Facts on top of facts.
Who might we have next, big bro?
Next up on the mic, man, we got Epiphany's own one-half host of the Erotic Love Zone, host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Ben. How you doing, Rob? How y'all doing?
doing good. How you doing?
Sweetheart, did you say John Rod?
What's the birthday, Rod?
Oh, okay. My bad. Hey, Danielle.
Yo, y'all too hot for me tonight. I ain't come with nothing like that. Shit. But I got fun.
Hey, listen. When we put this show together, I said, Van, I don't have no poetry for this. And Van said, damn it.
Me either.
Read this.
I ain't had nothing either.
Read this.
I ain't had nothing either, man.
I read what he gave me.
I gotta start waiting till the last minute and write in and work on my piece. Just like take the whole day and work on a piece.
No, you can write it the day of. I mean, I wrote mine this morning in my cubicle before I started my day. You can do it.
I wait until the very last minute of the day on the day of and write, and then y'all come out with these powerhouse pieces, and I'm like. Man, I just want to turn my tablet off. I don't even want
to. Really? That's where you were taking it?
Yeah.
That's how y'all make me feel. You hear this?
Man, look. Y'all got it going on. Like, really? All right. I humble myself, and I'm going to do this. But, shit.
Humble how? Listen, Van, when he gave it to me, Van said, now, Jay, this is not some of my best work, but it'll work for you for tonight. Get it together. And you saw what we did.
And you know what I say to that? Your best is always yet to come. Always.
Yeah.
My mother did what?
Yeah, your best is always yet to come. Baby, baby. Shout out to
Ferrari.
Oh my God. All right. So, is this something y'all wanted to ask me or say something?
Van Meadow.
Absolutely. La Pearl and Negra. First. Dynamite show last night in the Erotic Love Zone. If y'all missed that, you have got to catch that.
Ooh, they were bad last night.
Y'all gonna put me in a mood?
They were bad last night on Raw.
Ooh, they was bad. Ooh, they were bad.
We were bad. I think y'all skipped over a couple components.
I was a complete gentleman on your show yesterday, and so was Van.
Absolutely.
You know what, y'all? You do know that lightning does not come down from the sky. It actually is drawn up from the earth. So y'all need to just stop stop lying. Y'all sold out. You brought them things. Lord, help me.
Listen, check this out. Tonight, this is gonna be good, Jay Rob. This gonna be good. The Pearl is
I know. Answer
her. Pearl and Negra. Is there? You said yes. Oh, let us get out of the way.
No,
go back.
No. Wait. I was answering. You called my name.
I was in your way, man.
Yeah.
My bad.
Oh, you was answering. No. She was asking because I called her name. I got it. La Pearl and Negra.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is there a man that you would take back for one last night of passion, and go ahead and get that?
Well, I have to say no to that. And here's my piece on it. I spent a lifetime looking for him and all of them.
And all I ever met was lessons learned about how they weren't him. Like a wasteland, their existence had become dry and barren as I purged myself of emotional trauma. I stumbled and fell, no longer clinging on to hope of change if I go back, because they were engraved deeper than I thought in parts of me. I'm a free spirit. I don't belong in a cage, so I keep my head to the sky and my heart as open as the ocean. I ain't spinning the block for you. Even if I did miss your conversation, good loving, Lord, was it good. And just the presence of you. Ain't no holler back, though. But you taught me that I can't trip over what's in the past. So, nah, I'm not going back. Even if I found myself in close proximity, within the same vicinity as you, I wouldn't breathe in your direction. And yes, we sure did look good together. Our facade had them all wanting to keep up with the Joneses. Even some with no lacking displays of jealousy trying to expose us. But I fell in love with peace. And I chose soul over ego. But, in case you're curious, I do miss the scent and taste of us and letting the neighbors know your name. And that's it.
Man. No, she said no. She said no. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
She said no. She lying. She said no. She lying.
I am
Van, if you Van, if you heard what I heard, she said this piece while she was twirling her dreadlocks. And she's like, I just want to let you know that even if you ever call me, I'm out there. I'm just waiting. Waiting for you.
I wasn't calling him that, trust me.
I just want to call you daddy face to face. I hear that hot shit.
Yo. Her la negra. Oh.
Tell her, Van.
Did she say she didn't want to even read her piece? She wanted to turn off her tablet. That's what she said. That's what I heard her say.
That's what I heard too.
Okay, I should be erasing. But the Pearl of Negra, this was a fire piece right here. You might have said no. You might have verbally said no. But your tone and the way you delivered this piece.
Playing in your dreadlocks.
Right.
I'm just trying to stay calm because, you know, thinking back can put you in a certain mindset. And you don't want to be that way. Mm-hmm. It's easy, you know.
Van, you know what that means, right? You know what that means, right?
What?
Van, it means that there's one dude out there, one dude, that if he bit her ankles, it'd be on and popping.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all. That ain't like that. Fuck.
She don't want to tell us. It's okay. You ain't got to tell us. You got to tell us. You can be racist. It's okay. It's okay. We all going to talk live one day. And she's going to be like,
yeah.
You know what, man? It's true. If that man would have bit my ankle, oh,
Guess what, Jay? Look, guess what, Jay? Guess what she gonna say? She gonna say, it's okay. That's just my little ankle biter.
Yeah, that much. While she turned her dreadlock with her right hand. She's like, yo, what you with
oh,
me?
Man.
She's like, that's okay. That's just my little ankle, my
You know what,
that's just my little
he
ankle.
Ain't like nah, he wasn't an ankle biter. He was a toe sucker. But can I ask y'all a question?
You know, this like the third or fourth time. This like the third or fourth time you done did this right here. We the host and you want to ask us questions. Go ahead. I'm going to allow it again. Go ahead.
Okay. Listen. My diva won't be able to make an appearance tonight. So if y'all allow me to come back, she'd like me to do her piece for her. That would
all
be
right,
okay.
We'll circle back to you. Yeah, that's fine. We'll circle back to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But before you go, let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe. As Mojave would
not
say.
How nasty you are. Just what's going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Oh, Renfield.
I'm going to be very calm tonight. That's all I got. All right. So, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. And that show is hot, y'all. I have to admit it myself. But you know how we play with the top, like tease y'all just a little bit. Or, I know, whatever we come up with, we're going to love. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You hear that,
man? La Pearl,
you hear
that? La Negra. I hear her.
Y'all come back and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone.
Bigger
than a peanut.
All right, La Pearl, La Negra, we're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can dance until we pull you back. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl, La Negra, every Wednesday, every other Saturday. Now, if you were looking for her this Saturday, she's not on this Saturday, she's on next Saturday. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic tonight is our good brother, C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What it do, bro?
Well, it do all right, but I just want to address that first song, that song you put on earlier.
Please
if you don't mind.
Go on.
Please do.
If you don't want your effeminate hip-hop producer all on the records, all in the video.
Wow.
Dancing.
Wow.
Come to Epiphany.
Wow. Wow.
Really? Really?
Wow.
Really, bro?
Wow. He went there.
Yeah, and I just want to hear Puffy say, "Bad boy, you ready, man?"
Why you sound like that? Wow.
It ain't right. It ain't right.
Okay. Oh, man.
How are you, my brothers?
Doing good, bro.
Okay.
Wow. Doing good, man. Doing good. Good to have you here.
Look, I think of these things. You know that.
Hey, look. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Why is that?
Wow. C-Double.
Yes, sir.
My man, tonight's show asks the burning question. Is there a woman you would take back for one last night of passion? If your piece is ready, big brother, please go on ahead. Get on down.
I'm going to put this out in the atmosphere. The answer is no. And the title is a two-in-one. It's called I Remember You, Now Get Out of My Head. You got me mentally imprisoned inside this insane asylum. Why must you torture me with what we had in simplicity? The sexual charisma we experience goes beyond what we ever attempted to become, you know, to becoming one. Nothing in common except horizontal and vertical, to be honest. We were horny, hot, and bothered. We got lost in translation of the drama that surrounded us. All the sounds bouncing off walls that caused cops to keep on knocking. Why are you disturbing my peace, bringing jealousy? I moved on to something better, and you won't let me forget you. Playing Heather Headley's song in my mind, trying to help me remember that you will always be my lady as you lie about the hell we've been through. All your depressed moods and those statements of how you weren't worthy while accusing me of adultery when I came home to you. I eventually chose you. You called me your husband way before I decided to propose to you. Now I belong to someone else while you try to attract my attention. You gave me a greeting card faking to wish me well at the wedding. It was a last-ditch effort to let me know. You are not letting go, and you had an episode of hyperventilating and losing your breath saying, without me, it feels like death. And the ringing in my ears say you've been talking about me in your prayers, wishing you could be back intertwined with me as I'm doing my best to get you out of my head as I'm walking down the skid row in my mind, trying to clear out the database of all of you who caused my mainframe to be compromised, blinded by the pleasure of your mountains and valleys. I became a casualty in this mortal combat as a fatality, which created a finality, but we're talking about passion here. Would I take you back if given that one-night free pass from God and my wife? Would I accept the chance knowing you still remember what we had? Let's take a second and think back. Other than the sex off the charts in the chain, what else do you have to offer significant of a change in your personal growth? Or did I leave you stunted? You found my profile on Facebook and now I've become the hunted. I found someone above you that gives me good loving. Did you forget these words I told you a few months ago? Go home to your husband. Or whatever you used to keep your kitty lips buzzing. You should have thought of that before you treated me like I was nothing but a buster. I got you all in check, making sure everything remains raw. You want to give it to me, but you need to put your hands where my eyes could see. Your agenda in transparency while you whisper, you have no panties on. With your wrinkled, ran through like a champion, hailing from Los Angeles, I guess that means it's ram tough. Now, my brothers in poetry want to know if I'd receive one more chance with you, I wouldn't enjoy myself in this torture being your dancing machine, because I remember the time you made me feel like I was in a jam. I'm glad you are alone out of my life. And if you're okay, I really don't give a damn. I'll admit I can't stop loving you because it goes against my human nature. Because if you were standing there naked, I would be tempted to take it. But then I'd wake up seeing you as the succubus on the number 7 bus. Remember that you never cared about us. So nope, I won't relive with you this horror film lost in emotion. So let the beat hit you. In peace.
Yo. Yo. These closing lines in this piece between Mike and then the is it Lisa Kojam? Lost in emotion. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you have the visual, so you know.
Yeah, I sure did. J-Rob, he cut old girl deep when he said, I hope you're okay. I really don't give a...
Man.
But as always, he comes through with these phenomenal pieces, man, and just drop the jewels and gems, man, with the music references throughout the whole piece, man. My lady. Why, son?
See, I can appreciate the musical themes that my brother comes up with. I can appreciate them because he connects them in such a way that they become poignant to the pieces that he particularly participates in when he puts them down. And they connect perfectly. Notice how I dropped all those P's. But the fact of the matter is, this is a really dope piece. And I really, again, I got to go back to the fact that the way he connects these lines from different song patterns.
Yeah.
I like that.
Absolutely.
And it makes for a damn enjoyable piece. Let's stop playing. It really does. It makes for a damn enjoyable piece.
For sure.
So salute to you and the creativity that it takes for you to do that.
And I know that may be the reason why it's taken me so long to get back to my hometown of Rochester, New York. And I believe God is holding that back, because if I run into her, am I strong enough to not give her the control and not know what, and you know, that's the point.
Yeah.
So I think it's best for me to be down here in Tennessee where I'm not still thirsty.
Man, there's some eye candy in Tennessee, though.
Really? I need to make a trip to Tennessee. Say less.
Van, I will meet you at the train station.
My brother.
There's some eye candy in Tennessee. Like the song said, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Tennessee. And how did he pause
Lord,
it? And
I really feel real stressed down and
yes,
out.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my bad.
My bad. I was going to tell brother, take me to another place, but that's my bad.
Right.
That's my bad.
Got you.
That's my bad.
See, double, my brother.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you and your gift, bro. Good to see the lab back cooking and working. Man, welcome back. But we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can wear out the floor for a little bit. I mean,
not to mention, I got to talk to La Pearl and Negra for telling our business like that. I told her about that.
Please, man, make sure you do. My brother, ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, C-34 Music, my brother, One Love, One Mic.
One love, one mic to both of you, my brothers.
Peace, King.
Bro, yo, the fire tonight. I mean, the fire tonight these cats coming through with. But, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're listening in online and you say, you know what? I need to get down tonight. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, when you get here, please press 1.
They know who we be.
Are we ready for the next artist to grace the mic tonight, my brother?
Come on, man. Like that song says, come on, black man.
Yes, sir. We have Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. Welcome, Amelia.
Good evening, King.
Good evening.
Very good evening.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Get Down.
I appreciate that. So.
Now.
You asked a very similar question some years back on the Friday show. And you remember I said that there was somebody I messed around with for half a second that I had previously been with, but I left them in the dust. But with that said, the answer really is no. Because that person is dead and all of my serious exes are dead. And anybody else after that, no, I would not give half a second to.
Okay. I have no idea what I asked on a show about some years ago. You know how many shows I've done over the years? Quite a few. There's no way I can remember that.
I remember the question.
Secondly, we didn't even get to ask you the question tonight. You just kind of just jumped on out there. You just jumped in it. Just jumped all in it. So we're going to get out the way and let you jump into your piece. So go ahead and get on down.
Okay. I'm sorry. I do tend to do that. Please forgive me. I'm not trying to be rude or step on anybody's toes. I really wasn't. But to align with tonight's question, I thought I'd bring this piece. It's called The Men I Have Loved. And indeed, tall and handsome beyond compare. Yet, he just couldn't stay true, jumping from bed, then to me, making me have an abortion at just 15, bringing back sexual disease every time he cheated, almost leaving me sterile. A year after I left him, he was found with a needle hanging out of his arm. Heroin overdose was his final fate. Second came my son's father, cruel and abusive, leaving my body permanently damaged from the domestic violence he inflicted. Yet he gave me my first orgasm. He was insanely jealous, never understanding the sexual power he had with me. He gave me my son, Star, made from the love we once shared. His fate was a stroke before he was 50, dead the way he lived, an eruption of his blood cells. Third, the man that finally married me, a 30-year love affair. I held him on a pedestal. So in love was I gave up having children to be his bride. After having four children, he had had a vasectomy, unable to give me any. 20 years older, yet it wasn't an issue for the most part. We were in heaven. Romantic, hot, steamy night and joy-filled days on our mountain perch. He began terrorizing me in an emotional, psychopathic way. Gaslighting was his way. Caught up in an emotional chess game, never recognizing the web I was in. Pain, heartbreak as he cheated, the lies growing more absurd. His family and he himself abusing me physically and repeatedly. Finally breaking free, soaring amongst the heaven once again. A hard-fought victory. The divorce took 4 years to obtain. 31 years from start to finish down the drain. A love of a lifetime evaporated into dust. Hardening of the arteries and high blood pressure killed him. Laying on the floor, his blood and body was found. What a horrible end to what once was such a beautiful love affair. Who was my husband and my heart in so much pain, even though he played many games. Then came the poet. Now, we didn't date, yet I was so in love with his pen. I must have written over 200 poems dedicated to him, yet he never was interested beyond a platonic friendship. That's when I learned the cardinal rule of poetry. Never fall in love with a poet's pen. Next came the two drug dealers. They served their time, paid society back their wrongful ways. Why not give them a chance, I thought. Well, they both ended up being worthless garbage. Then a very, very long pause in my romantic life. Just too many games being played. I interviewed many over the years. They always fell short. Then a friend, a poet. Oh, my God, how I loved him so. Not so much the words he wrote, but how he seemed to have the perfect soul, yet rejected again. He wasn't ready for us, he said. Let me wondering, did he think I was a roast beef to be placed in a freezer and defrosted when he was ready? So he said, Queen, your future king is out there. Go find him. Taking his advice, I opened the door, yet ultimately, I found devastation, not just heartbreak, but my entire life turned upside down. He said he loved me, said he wanted to marry me, said he was my future king. I need look no more. He was here now. Yet in the end, he stole my money and was actually just a scammer. His only interest was in my money. I didn't have to give, leaving me homeless and broken, causing me to again climb out of a giant pit. Losing everything that I had gained over almost 7 years of struggling to overcome. As my friends abandoned me, I was publicly humiliated. When will my future bring, I wonder, ever know what true love from a man is? Oh, I know my Lord God loves me, for I am his child. He has seen me through it all. Jesus's empowerment to rise like the phoenix again and again. Yet, I continue to pray that perhaps one day I will know a man's love unconditionally. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Why, son.
That was interesting. That was interesting. That was a journey. That was a journey. But it told a story. And with all that being said, very interesting story indeed. Very interesting story indeed. I can appreciate it. I can really appreciate it. Van Meadows?
Yeah. Very interesting indeed. I lost count after guy number three. You know, I lost count. But then when she started talking about the scammer, that you took us on a biography of your journey, Somewhere in the piece, I was hoping to hear some light that shows the happiness that resides. You attempted it towards the end when you talked about the Lord. But you need to have a little bit more light, please, and thank you.
I will keep that in mind, and I thought you might have heard a few pieces of light in between 1, 2, and 3, but okay. I appreciate feedback.
You read it the same way throughout the entire piece, right? Usually when there's light, you have a cadence change. You have some kind of change that signifies to the listener that you have a light. But be that as it may, it's your poetry. It's your ink. It's your truth. So we appreciate you for it.
Exactly, now. And I appreciate that. One love, one Mike Kings.
Continue to the dance. Thank you so much for that. One love, one Mike. And, you know, tell Pamela she's got to wait a little bit. You got to dance. All right? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on her way to the dance floor, Amelia T. Davis. Are we ready to keep this party going? Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own one-half host of King and Queen's Quarters.
Oh.
She is Zwina, or Queen Simmons, if you're nasty. Queen Simmons, welcome to the show.
You're nasty. I know that's right. Good evening, fellas. Hey, J-Rob. Hey, Ben. How y'all doing?
Hey, Chocolate Queen.
Brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing great. I'm loving the show. Yeah. Going great. I'm a little nervous about y'all question tonight, but okay.
Girl.
I mean, listen. Wise son. We're not going to hear this. We know how her pen goes. Go ahead, wise son. Give it to her.
Listen. I just need a favor from you, Queen. Do not think light skin thoughts when it comes to whatever you about to spit. Think chocolatey thoughts. Think wise, chocolatey, sunny thoughts.
Chocolatey thoughts.
Warm, chocolatey, wise, sunny thoughts. So, here's the thing, though.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The question that Ben and I have is there a man, who you would take back for one last night of passion? Please, go on ahead and get on down.
If it was someone that I would take back, the answer would be no. Because if it was that good for one night of passion, I know a devil take one out of you. I don't want no more.
Big chocolatey, wise thoughts.
You're fool twice, not going to fool me twice.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Wow.
Ben, move away from her microphone. Move.
I'm moving. I'm getting out of the way.
Come on. Edwina, Queen, mm-hmm. Queen, yeah. Come back to this chocolate. Come on. Go get on down, girl. You get on down, girl. You go.
Okay.
You go.
I got you. All right. Piece is called Mr. Jones. Me and Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on. Or do we? Will we? Does he want all of me or merely the juicy pieces? As his the memories of me he sucks off his fingers, sweet and sticky, because we all know that everything tastes better with a little nostalgia drizzled on it. He wants to take a sip of me, but my cup is half empty while his runs over. But damn, I want to be rescued. Running a fast race at a slow pace, questioning this place I'm calling reality. Finding places to tuck away the novelties and rugs to sweep the discrepancies. His feel-good feels too good to me, but less tangible than I want it to be. I'm loving the idea of love too much to make sense of this. His bliss, his lips, his hallelujahs and alphabets in tongue flicks, his hands across my soft hips, his passion and his magic. So my work, so many words, facts, with flattery, it's about to get the better of me, yet it would be a tragedy not to explore the possibilities. Got me thinking, I'll just stick my toe in. My innermost proclivities says look at this thing rationally. Curiosity is getting the better of me, well maybe I'll get in waist deep. If I allowed my flesh to speak, its words would drip off therapy and tell me it's my tendency to check this man out mentally, physically. Take all he's got to give to me. But see, with him it's subliminal. It's like he named me Luna, planted stars on each of my hips, then set me wide. Hold tight, hold my love, let me look at you, sensual, beautiful Luna. My real name never mattered. After he pinned the currents to my thighs, left me a spectacle in the night sky, guided my stride with a low groan. Hold, hold tight, hold my love, hold, let me sink my teeth, nourish on your meat, pacify on your bones, supple, succulent Luna. My real name could have been anything, but he decided it was Moon. He's a wolf set of howling with nothing else to do. So me and Mr. Jones, we got a thing going on, or will we? Does he really want me or what he thinks I'll be? His memories of me, he sucks off his fingers, sweet and sticky, because we all know that everything tastes better with a little nostalgia drizzled on it. If I allowed my flesh to speak, its words would drip off therapy and tell me it's my tendency to check this man out mentally, physically, spiritually, take all he's got to give to me. But in reality, my real name could have been anything. He just decided it was Moon. He's just a wolf come a-howling with nothing else to do. And that's that piece.
My name has been changed to Mr. Jones. For all you that need to know. Just saying. I'm just saying. This was a beautiful piece. I loved it. I enjoyed it. Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Don't get me started in here. Why, son?
I want to say it like this, if I may, Van, please.
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
I'm bracing myself in my chair.
Please do me a favor. I need you to definitely be the Moon. Let me be the wolf that howls at you, singing I love you tunes to the Moon in overages that only other wolves can hear, but only alpha dogs can only say. That's the A number one right there. See, I want to howl at you in ways that you can only say, I need to come back down to earth and be somewhere near this. I want to be somewhere close to this apex predator that I can only accept what he's given me in birth time, where the Moon can only shine next to some other type of water where he I can look at our reflection and say, God damn, we look good doing this together. Then go back to that Moon whenever you decide to howl once again and say, I need you, but I'll be up in the Moon waiting for you. You're in sheep's clothing. Stop playing. You ain't no damn wolf.
Ooh.
Your piece was awesome.
Awesome. I bow down.
They ride. You have surplanted. You have surplanted for real the poet Douglas. You have surplanted myself in fully jumping across the goddamn table. Fully, ladies and gentlemen, he is the king of jumping across the table. The king.
Oh God.
Well, whatever Rafiki said, the king has returned.
Yes.
I answered her peas. That's how I felt about her peas. It was
that's
very, very good.
Just run in and knock everything off the table. That's what we do.
Knock everything off the table. Just And then he be polite about it as he's jumping across. Everybody, beloveds, get out. Back with you.
Oh,
fire. Y'all hear. Queen Simmons.
Ooh, I just answered her piece. It was beautiful.
Hey, it's all good, Jay.
It was chocolatey. It's
all good, Jay.
Just answered the piece. She liked it. It was chocolatey.
That was wonderful.
Everything was perfect. Call you the little table jumper from now on. Oh, but Queen Simmons. Before we send you over to the Get Down dance floor, can you let the Epiphany family know what you got going on?
Absolutely. So every Monday night, I am one half host of King and Queen's Quarters. And this week, this coming Monday, our topic is Back in the Day. So get those nostalgic pieces ready and bring them to the mic 9 p.m. on Monday.
I'm not a kid anymore.
Oh, yeah, and you know my playlist is going to be crazy.
Yeah,
keep
I know
the
that
vibes
playlist
going.
Be fire. All right, we can't
I'll
wait. We cannot wait.
Monday night.
Yeah, we will see you definitely Monday night. I'm not going to jump across the table. I'll leave that jumping across the table bit reserved for the king that has returned.
I tell you, on your way
to the dance floor so that you can get on down out there. One love,
jump
one
across
mic.
One table. You're a bad person.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Queen Simmons. Catch her this coming Monday in the King and Queen's Quarters. We'll keep the party going. J-Rob, I'm going to ignore that statement. We've got Mr. Tuesday Nights, a.k.a. Iron Man, Epiphany's own Mojave. What's up, bro?
I was writing. Anyway, I was trying to write. I had something I was going to do, but I was like, yeah, let's try some fresh air.
You was right. Do you need me to come back to you?
No, can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Okay. It was weird. The problem was I was playing it through my laptop and I had switched over to my phone.
Oh, okay.
So can you hear me? Fantastic show. This is a filthy topic. Anyway, y'all are dirty.
Thank
you. Oh, and yes, J Rob, you are the king of jumping across the table. It's
thank
official.
You.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
Cuzzo, I love you. But you jumped across the table. Listen. I was surprised you jumped across the table and still had your drawers on. It was important. I didn't even know what happened.
Yep. There it is.
Make sure he keeps his drawers on. Make sure he keeps his drawers on. It's important. It's hard in the paint. Ooh.
For the record, I hate both of you.
Cuzzo, you was acting a little light skin right now. Normally you so smooth, you don't look like you're walking, you floating, but today you just across the table.
Wow, you floating,
bro.
Across the table. Yes, you did. You did, sir. You did.
I repeat. I hate both of you right now.
Listen, I respect it, though. I respect it. Everybody just won. That was your one. That was your one. So we're going to pass by. We're gonna pass by. We know it happened. We're going to let it go. You know, you got your one. You got your one jump across the table. Now, if you do it again, you know, we're gonna get you some Sprite so you can obey your thirst.
Wow.
All right, we're going to do it. It's important.
Obey my thirst.
I'm going to put a big-ass Sprite box everywhere you go.
Yes.
You're going to see Sprite.
Yes, I love it. I love you, right, man. Man, that's man, classic.
Wait. Sprite bottle. Oh.
Wow. You answered me. I got a Sprite bottle. Cold.
Yeah. Sprite bottle. Cold.
It ain't getting no better.
Oh,
than that, bro. I'm sorry. It ain't getting
you know, sometimes I got to wait. I had to wait.
Wait.
You know, I'm the master of the wait.
I'm going to put it.
We put. Listen. You going to get the Sprite box.
Wow.
All the Sprite. It's just your turn.
Oh,
it's
man.
Just your turn. It's okay.
Yeah, man.
It's just your turn.
Yeah, man. Good job, bro. Oh, man. That one says it all.
Okay. I just want the listening audience to remember tonight. Because one of these two is going to do something
now
in a couple
remember,
of months.
Now you want to be offended. All right, let's not talk about all the, like, how many times have you got me? I was like, damn, you want to do me like that? He was like, you got to be tough, son. Got to be tough. Remember? It's your moment.
I'm going to eat that. But what I will not eat, you will not call me the little table jumper. You will not call me the little table jumper.
You jumped the table. You jumped the table.
Bro.
You did it. We all saw it. We heard it.
I cleared the table.
You all saw it. Yo, you were lucky you kept your drawers on when you did it. You were lucky.
Wow.
Hey, man, Mojave, listen, bro.
Yes.
It's my turn to get you to the stage, bro.
All right.
Bro, is there a woman? Oh,
no.
Man, is there a woman?
No.
Yeah. This is a perfect question. Yeah. You asked for that, man. Go ahead.
Is there a woman you would take back
no.
for one last night of passion?
No. No. I don't know why you keep asking. I just said no. Listen, number one,
all
let
right.
me explain this to you. You said anything take back, which means like you have to go back. Now, for the record, anybody I have to take back means I didn't want them in the first place. Number two, or they didn't want me or whatever happened. Now, are there specific things I remember about specific instances? Yes. Are there certain things that I would do? You know what? My life is different now, so I have to say no. But, you know, there might be some
you know
violence that I can enjoy.
You know he's lying. You know he's lying.
First of all, Mr. I don't walk, I float. Nobody asked me. This is my question. Shut your mouth.
I didn't say nothing.
Let him finish so he can get
jumper?
To his piece, bro. Let him finish.
DSC table jumper. Right? Home.
I'm muting my phone. I'm muting now, man.
Metaphoria, if you don't set his ass on fire, I'm going to be so mad. You better set his ass on fire. I better see fire in the chat. You jumped the goddamn table. Okay, let's get to the piece. Now, but anything that was done in love, you know, that reminds me of certain things, you know, but I just have a new perspective. But I'm going to talk about the perspective because I like violence. But this is going to be a little bit different, so I'm going to just try this out because I just wrote it. I had something else I was going to do that changed my mind. But I'm going to do this because I just wrote it. But here we go.
Going down.
Tell me, too loud. Hold on. Tell me it's too loud. Hold on. Is that too loud?
We don't hear anything.
Is that too loud? Okay. You can't
hear anything.
Can you hear this?
Okay, that's good.
All right. You are violent, the silent way. You can convince me to abandon regards like hell. Abandon all ye who enter here. The twin spears that rotate around the wet sensate that can plate any man, sin that no one can withstand. Illegal, how you kegel, squeeze, titillate, tease. Your ride is a ride that doesn't stop. Addictive, makes me want to cop. But I don't see you at street corners selling crack. But this is where we are at. And I can hear the coochie calling me. The heat, the moisture, most sure, killing me pure. I'm high on your thighs. You rock me to sleep and watch my insides have joined yours. It's the ecstasy that seeps. You play for keeps, stealing soul with hips, a tilt and body roll. And do you know that you love daddy? Or this pussy is yours, daddy. The way that you clap your cheeks on my peak raises my mountains and precipitates passion. Witness, notwithstanding, I howl. As your moon reflects the sound of my moan, puts me in a zone where I can no longer remember my name. I would call you anything and everything, whatever. As long as you can fill this cup of desire, douse the fire in my loins as we join. Let the stickiness of your honey drip till I slip into darkness. Poem.
Yo. Mojave, bro. You said you just wrote this piece?
Just wrote it.
Fire.
Thank you.
Blazing. As always, the comforting, the soothing that comes from your pieces. I appreciate that, bro. As a fan of art, as a fan of poetry, I'm definitely a fan of your work, bro. Real talk.
Thank you, Mr. Pineapple Quigley. That means a lot. That means a lot to me. That means so much to me. It means so much to me, and also the fact that, you know, my cousin is a table jumper using dark skin privileges.
Why, son?
For the record, I am none of those things that he said I was.
You are.
And I hate him.
There's documented
evidence.
And
I hate him.
There's proof.
This was a very good piece.
Run the replay back.
Actually, all bullshit aside, this piece is really dope. However, but because I have so much hate for you right now,
okay.
I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of telling you how much I love it.
Listen, you don't
this
have
was
to.
A really good piece.
You know, just for once, your feet got to touch the ground when you're walking, so here you go. That's nice.
ladies and gentlemen, that did not happen. That did not happen.
Hey, Javi, let everybody know what you got coming up this Tuesday night, my brother.
Oh, snap. I'm glad you asked me. Oh, man, I'm glad you asked me. Hold on for a second. Pull this out. This Tuesday on Fly Speak Open Mic, number 21, we will have Dr. Rebecca Dupaz, who's an educator, author, photographer, entrepreneur, award-winning poet, who has recently made the Baltimore Legend and Baltimore Crown Awards. Her latest work, collection of original poems called Not Without Black Women and Children's Book, Mario Goes to the Museum. Rebecca's writings are rooted in the resiliency and black joy. With a passion for the arts and artist development, is the founder and former host of poetry events in Baltimore and D.C. area. or was appeared on Centric, Fox 5, and most recently C-SPAN, TBS News, WEAA, and Washington Post, alongside President Clinton and the D.C. Black Film Festival. This Tuesday, on Fly Speak Open Mic, we will be host to Dr. Rebecca Dupas, also one of the curators of the African American History Museum in Washington, D.C. It's going to be a very special night. Please pull up a chair and enjoy. She is an amazing poet, performer, cultural critic, and teacher. Here on the Disney Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, take your socks off. I'm baby, baby.
Baby, baby. All right, brother, get to the dance floor. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Good day, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mojave Ketchum this Tuesday. Man, blast beat. Wow. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we have none other than Epiphany's own Mr. Metaphoria is in the building. What's going on, Metaphoria?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit.
Between motherfuckers jumping over tables, motherfuckers jumping across the room, hell, I just took a nap while high, went a whole 87-minute rendition of the history of when back started, and then they did a whole fucking commercial just now for a show, Tuesday. Run that shit on Facebook or something, motherfucker. What you got, Tuesday? I got a show. It just said, hell, with Dr. Whatever the fucking name is and all this shit. It's nice to be heard from. Shit, I'm fine to him. Thank you. John, I'm sorry to hear about your ankles, because the way you jumped across that whole room, I know you tore ACL or some shit. John said, fuck this. I've got to go for it. Yes, you have took the title of Mr. Jump Across the Table, John.
Good evening, David.
Well, where you at?
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, don't get quiet now. Shit, you better talk to me, motherfucker. All the giggling and shit you done with motherfuckers and lying to some of these people on here tonight and shit, because some of this shit I didn't lie to nobody.
I didn't lie to nobody.
All right.
I did not lie to anyone.
You get away with that tonight, John. It's your show. Good evening. Good evening, band.
Good evening.
Good evening,
good evening to almost everyone listening.
David.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, nice to be here. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you.
This shit was brought to you by Christ.
Fuck that. You know what? I'm not even going to curse. Nope. I ain't going to curse at him. I'm not going to curse at him. I'm not going to curse at him.
It's been quenching thirst for many years. It's all right.
Van, feel free to disconnect this call in the event that it gets out of hand. I know you won't because it's a light skin thing, but feel free to.
Sure,
now, Mr. Metaphoria,
yes,
I know you don't consider yourself a poet. You consider yourself a writer. Someone put a Sprite can. Anyway, I'm sorry. Something just came across my screen. Sprite can. I hate all of you, and I hate Sprite. But the fact of the matter is, Mr. Metaphoria, is there a woman out there that you would take back for just one night of passion? And if she does exist, please go on ahead and get on down.
Yep. The answer is yes. And I got you. Fresh shit. Just wrote this tonight. Here we go. Would I take you back for just one night? You sure right. That pussy was so tight and you knew just how to do that thing I like. So, all right. We could do this once again. Drown in the sea of sin once again, and even though you like to stay pinned because you've had many men inside you, I can't deny you got that snapback. You know that grip that would make the average fella lose his shit and blow a nigga cap back behind you. It ain't even hard to find you. Sitting at the bar, eyeballing keychains of cars, hoping he's a star so you could pop a hole in the rubber. Damn, you're a dangerous motherfucker. But I spend one more night with you, in you, on top of you, under you and behind you, but let me remind you that you still ain't shit. You just got the right fit for this magic stick, but I'm damn sure no trick, so this will just be ass with no cash. And I'm going to dash right after I smash, no cuddling and hugging, just fucking. I'll fuck you the way you fuck me. Because even though you suck and fuck so lovely and say that you love me, I always knew the truth. See, me and the homies always said how we all played in your bed. Only one who believed it was a secret was you. So would I take you back for just one night? Hell yeah, but that's it. Because I can be your slut for just that night, but you'll forever be a hoe. But to turn you away, I wish I could. I know I should. But that pussy's just too damn good to say no. In peace.
Why, son?
See, man, this is the kind of stuff that I tell you. When this cat comes through and says,
I'm not a poet, I'm just a creative writer. The lies he tell when he comes up with stuff this dope is incredible. Because these pieces that he writes says otherwise. They say otherwise. This is really good. Like, really, really good. And this is good to the point that you got to sit back and be like, why don't he do this kind of shit more often? Because he wrote this while he was waiting to spit his piece on the show. You're a bad boy, Dave.
Yes,
you're a bad boy. Stop playing. You're a bad boy.
Appreciate it.
Van Meadows.
Hey, man, I dug the direction that you took this piece, especially when you was letting her know that she ain't, well, you know what you said, you know, and then the direction that you told that you would have her inside her, under her, behind her. This was the creative piece of like I said, I dug the direction that you took this, and I really enjoyed this piece, Dave. I really did.
I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all having me. I appreciate the feedback. I personally will not take up 15 minutes of the motherfucking show because there's other people waiting and shit. So I'm going out to the dance floor, you know, do pieces how you post, to come through, say a little shit, do about 2-3 minute piece, get the fuck on out the way. So, yes, thank y'all for having me. One love, one mic. I'm out here.
One love, one mic, my brother. On his way to
one
get
love,
down
one
dance floor. That's our brother. Epiphany's own Mr. Metaphoria. Man. Hey, man, we're going to keep it going. We got us a treat next, J-Rob. We got us a treat, man.
How so?
This brother I call the Rakim of our time and his poetry. He is DSR CEO King Spade is in the building. What's good, King Spade? Spade, you muted?
King.
All right, I guess we'll come back to him. We'll go back to him. We're going to go to, next up, we're going to go to our favorite Canadian. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Lady A. What's up, Lady A?
Hello, hello, how are you?
Welcome,
great.
Lady
how
A, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Some great fun you guys are having tonight, and great poetry. And what
thank
about
so
the
much.
Queen and Gina? Whoa. She is something
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing, yeah.
Yes, she is.
Don't
really
do like I did. Just say she had good poetry because the wolves are out tonight.
Yeah, we don't want him coming across the table again. Wow.
That is hilarious. Mm.
So,
Lady A.
Yes.
Lady A, I got a question. Wait a minute, is it me or you, Van?
It's you, right?
Lady
yeah.
A.
Yes.
Okay, it's me. Lady A?
Mm-hmm.
By any chance, would there happen to be a particular gentleman that you would take back for one last night of passion? If so...
No.
Before you answer and before you give your poetry... Please let me and Van move away from the mic so that you can get on down.
All right. I'm going to say no. I wouldn't, not for somebody that perhaps to dump me or I dump them, because they're not worth my while, I'm going to say. And I think that that's, like, even if it was, like, the best sex you ever had, whatever you dump them for, it's still there, and there would be no desire to have somebody that didn't desire you or you no longer desired them, because you can do that yourself. Without having the headache, you know?
Well, since you put it like
well,
that.
Well, since you put it like that, I'm going to step away from the mic right now.
Oh, my goodness, I lost my poem. Hang on a second. Oh, shoot. I had, I'll tell you, I would give one more, I would give anything to have one more night with someone for a different reason, because he's gone now, and, you know, he died long ago, and I would give anything. Anything to be have one night with him, and I've lost my poem and I can't find it. Shoot, I'm so sorry. And it was perfect.
Do you have anything else?
Can you go to the next person and then come back to me after? Is there a next person? Yeah, because
yes.
I want to read that poem, so I'll give up my spot right now. And if don't forget me, though, please.
I won't.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we'll come back to Lady A, and we're going to move on to our good brother, Anthony Arnold, is in the building. Kingpin, what's good with you, bro?
How y'all brothers doing?
Tonight is a great night, brother Arnold. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I ain't pulling no hamstrings jumping across no tables.
My bad.
You're so wrong for that.
I couldn't resist. J-Rob, I couldn't resist. I really couldn't resist that one.
I know that's right. I know that's right, bro.
I'm sorry, bro, but I couldn't resist.
At two, Brother Arnold, at two. Oh, that is hilarious.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
Hilarious.
Oh, my brother.
I wasn't ready, man. I wasn't ready.
No, neither was I. Neither was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, my good brother, Anthony Arnold, you're another one of my favorite poets. I love you, Ink. And let me.
I'm sorry. I'm going to mute myself. I'm sorry. I wasn't ready. I'm sorry.
Let me go ahead and ask you this question, and I'm going to have you go ahead and get on down. Is there a woman you would take back for one last night of passion and get on down?
I'd say yeah. I could think of a couple, but yeah. And what I meant by when I put in on the event page about brown skin brothers, we tend to speak a little bit differently when it comes down to that type of stuff. So
yeah.
okay, my brown skin brothers. DSB. Go ahead, get on down.
This is a piece called Desire. Looking into your brown eyes, my love comes into full bloom. There is something about you I just can't resist desire. The taste of you is unlike anything I've ever known. Sweetness, enough to turn a man into a fiend. I just can't help myself. Let me bury myself. Desire. The way your body moves, I'm hypnotized by the motion of your ocean. Curves in the right places. Desire. Let me take my fill of you. Let me show you what love is. Come to me, my queen. Let me quench our desire. That's that piece.
My goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Why, son?
I'm really digging that. You know me, Van. A lot of times when I'm hearing these poets and they're giving us this kind of energy and I'm not jumping across the table, I actually can hear some really good jazz behind this. And when I hear Brother Arnold with this, this is a piece that Miles Davis had called Flamencio Sketches. I can actually hear that tune in the back of my mind when he's spitting this piece, and that really brings it together for me. So I'm really digging this piece because instantly when he went into that first cadence, that's where I caught it, and it just made sense to me. So thank you for this piece, bro. I thoroughly enjoyed it, thoroughly.
You know, Kingpin, I love your pen. I love what you do. I love when you write like this. And, brother, this piece is exquisite. And when you talk about thirst being quenched, desire, I love the way that you said desire throughout the piece. It gave it a personal, heartfelt meaning for the listener. And me being a fan of your work, I'm just like, man, like this guy right here. That's why you're my brother, bro. Love your ink, man. Phenomenal piece.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you. But now we got to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can, show them the moves.
And there ain't no tables over there, brother. So
you're trying to make
just one long bar. Just one long bar.
Trust me, I'm gonna find me a nice seat and watch. I ain't breaking no bones.
I know that's
tonight.
Right, bro. I know that's right, bro. All right, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's our good brother Anthony Arnold. If you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations, you made it into the overtime hour. Those that were online, I would give the number again, but it's irrelevant. Y'all know what it is. You got to call in before 11 o'clock. Once 11 o'clock hit, you can't get into the show. That's it. So we're going to go circle back to Lady A. Lady A, are you ready?
Hi, sorry about that. That was a great piece that was just read. This piece that I wrote means a lot to me, and it is, like I said, about a person that I would give anything to see again, and it's called Dreams Long Past, if I may.
The mic is yours. Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. Once in a lifetime when least expected, scent, smile, eyes, say it all, magnetic pull, unable to resist, dreaming of that sweetly given kiss. Moments of exuberance displayed, drunk with joy at the sight of love. Drink more, drink deeper feeling it, drunken blissfulness love transmits. Green eyes, auburn hair intoxicates, looks, stares return breathless. A unable to look away. Mesmerized, caught, we become synchronized. Air, dried linen wafts through the air, white sheets wrapped around in sweetness, binding together the moment of truth is beautifully real, honest, and genuine tis. Dreams long past became reality, our moment. Love filled my very being, every gaping wound healed with that glance, the shooting stars piercing with love's grace. Night sky blooms with diamonds shining bright. Time stops motionless, etched forever in moon's light. Oh, to be in his arms tonight. And peace.
This was beautiful. This was definitely a beautiful piece. He talked about air-dried linen. I've never heard that done in a piece before. And your poetry is definitely different when it comes to the romance, because you hit some areas that some people don't even think about. And I appreciate your ink and this piece.
Oh,
beautiful
thank
writing.
Thank you so much.
Why, son?
I agree with Van. You have a different take on romance when it comes to poetry. Your cadence says it all. Your cadence gives way to your poetry, and you'll hear me say this 100 different times depending on who we're talking to, but you have a very rhythmical cadence to your poetry. It's not like a lot of other people's, and it has its own sound. Your voice brings it really different, and the way you put your subject matter together and your metaphors, they fold into one another perfectly for me.
So when I'm
hearing you, I hear something, and just like anything else, they fold right over one another in perfect unison, and it gives it, when you see like a deck of like cards when they fold over each other one after the other, when you move your hand back and forth like that, it becomes a rhythm. And that's the same thing that I hear oftentimes when I'm listening to your pieces. If I could put music to it, it would definitely be more violin, and it would definitely be along something, if we were playing violin, something along Chopin or Beethoven. But I can definitely hear that rhythm, and I can just sway with it back and forth. And that's one of the reasons I thoroughly enjoy listening to you give your pieces to people.
Well, thank you so much. You guys are so generous. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
You are wonderful. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we're going to get you over to the Get Down.
It's meaningful, you know, and I just...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I feel like it's... Well, I'm just, like, the word, like... I feel it so deeply when I write, and I'm glad that it's heard that way. I appreciate that.
You are so welcome.
So welcome indeed. But now we got to get you over to the Get Down dance floor so we can hear some more of these dynamic poets. So stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Lady A on her way to the Get Down dance floor. We're going to go from Lady A to our brother, who's becoming a regular. Heard him last night on the Erotic Love Zone. My man, our brother, Jay Walker's in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Ho, 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 ho. Jay Walker, what's good, bro?
Hello, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Going good, bro. How you doing, man?
What is your brother walking?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, just trying to beat this Texas heat, man. It's like, sheesh, it's been straight 100-degree weather, 103 today, 103 all week. But, hey, don't worry, we got a cold front, so it's going to be like 99 the weekend.
Yeah, man, that's how it was. You know, it's bad when it's 100 degrees outside, but the building that you work in is so ice cold. I went outside in my car for like 15, 20 minutes on my lunch break, man, just so I can warm up. So I understand,
you know,
man. I understand.
Hey,
but it was hot.
Listen, don't complain, bro, because the air conditioning in my building is broken. It feels like 100 people breathing on you. So enjoy that cold air they give you, man.
Hey, man, I done became an advocate of climate control, man. I'm out here talking about emissions and all this stuff, man. Holding ozone, I'm out here really really advocating out here.
Right. It's definitely real, man. Without question, man. They had 1,100 people die in Europe because of the heat. 1,100 because of the heat.
Like they don't sell Gatorade out there. What happened?
Bro,
that's wild.
Took people out.
Bro,
man.
Weatherman says, stay hydrated. Walk around with a wet towel on your head when you're outside if possible, and don't stay outside for too long a period of time. You can avoid heat stroke.
Hey, I believe him. I'm not even going to argue with him. Have plenty of water.
Plenty
of wet towels.
There you go, because I had it bad in Baltimore 2 years ago, and my friend said that I was slurring my speech, and my blood sugar levels was dropping because I'm a diabetic, and they were just like, you just turned into something different real quick. So
yeah,
once I got a cold towel on my head and some strawberries, I was like, I'm going in where it's cold. I ain't doing that again. I was trying to be sexy, and that wasn't working.
Hey, man, you know what? I don't even, like I said, the older you get, man, I don't even try to be sexy. I just try to stay alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
amen.
That's right, bro. I know that's right.
You know, I let them, hey, if you judge, you think I'm sexy, that's on you, but that ain't what I'm going for. Right now, I'm trying to stay cool and stay alive. That's it.
There you go.
That's it.
You know,
What
you got?
Bruh. Tonight's a great night. You called in on a dope night. And, Van, this is the perfect cat for this question. I'm dying to hear what he got to say to this question.
I can't wait either, bro.
This is the perfect poet for this. So, Jay, check this out, bruh.
Is there
a lady who you would take back for one last night of passion?
Huh.
Ben and I want you to tell us about it, and please take to the mic and get on down.
Let's unpack this thing real quick. See, I mean this in the most respectful way possible. You are possibly the worst thing that ever happened. I hope there's a new way to put my foot in your ass one day. I humbly hope you get hit by a bus. Now, I'm just joking. I don't want you to get hurt. I don't want you to die. I just want you to get fucked up. I sincerely hope you catch a disease by the dude you cheated on me with. I hope he deceives you like you. I hope he deceives you and leaves you like he did me. I genuinely wish you bad luck. I really wish the next 10 relationships that you're in suck. I profoundly want the worst for you. For all the shit you put me through, this is where I draw the line. And if you came back to me, I would graciously decline. We got talking watches and I flat screen TVs, and I hope they come up with a new way for me to whoop your ass. Like the scientists gather in a group and do research, tax dollars, research in the lab and develop new products. Every little thing can find new and inventive ways to whoop your ass. I'm just a tad bit pissed that love is a four-letter word. And truthfully, so is shit. So with all the shit that you put me through, I say this wholeheartedly. With love, fuck you. And P.S., I hope somebody break into your house and just piss all over everything. That's my piece.
Oh my God! I was trying to hold it.
Yo. Man.
Oh, bro. I'm so sick.
Bro. Bro.
I don't want to say this. Fuck you.
But it was the way he started the piece. You know, I mean this in the most sincerest, humblest
Dear
way
me.
Possible.
Fuck you. I hope you're not. He's like as if she was saying it close. He's like, I hope your reindeers attack you, you fat bastard.
Right. Oh, man.
Oh my God.
This was cold.
Oh my God. I hope your next 10 relationships
hopefully won't break
your heart.
But I got to tell you this, though, bro. It was respectful. He was respectful. I think the most disrespectful thing he said in peace was, you know, somebody breaking the house and piss all over everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh man, I love this.
Hey man, I hope I answered that question, man. That's what I was, you know. Y'all asked the question, so I was hoping I answered that question.
Wise son, to the best
of my ability.
Oh man!
Wow.
To the best of my ability, I tried to answer that question, you know. And like I said, I tried to be very respectful, you know, when I delivered that message. You know, I wasn't mad. You know, it was a place of pain. You know, it was definitely a place of pain that I had to, say my piece. You know?
Yeah. Right. You did that, bro. You did that for sure,
man.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, appreciate you guys having me. Like I said, you know, I love the platform, man. And it's the only place, man, you can get these words out, man. And, you know, what, they appreciate it.
Hey,
bro,
we appreciate
you. You are family.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
We appreciate you more than any verbs or adjectives or metaphors can tell you, bro. We got mad love for you, and we appreciate any time you don't find a robbery to stop by to get down and share with us your gift. Always
absolutely.
Salute to you and your gift, bro.
Absolutely.
Hey, man. Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, man. Like I said, I do appreciate it. And hey, man, once again, one mic, one love, man. Love you, brothers, for sure.
Love you, too,
one
bro.
Mic one mic and one love, baby.
Man.
Peace.
Peace, King.
My brother on Jaywalk on his way to get down dance for that respectable piece.
Very.
Let me see if Kane Spade's still here. Kane Spade, are you in the building? DJ Kane Spade. I do believe he pulled the Mr. Automatic Charismatic and went to sleep. It's all right. We're going to go to the next poet, area code 682. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, this is Tony B.
Hey, Tony D.
Hello.
How are you today?
Welcome to the
Get
Down.
Thank you.
Definitely welcome to the Get Down.
Hmm.
And
have we heard you before, Tony D? Please help me.
No, I was actually a part of something else that I thought was the day, so I called in and I had my days mixed up. But here I am.
Oh,
I love it.
So I love this kind of stuff because you were supposed to be somebody else for her fingertips, and she got to get down.
Right.
Well, God bless you, and what a wonderful mistake.
Yes. Absolutely.
I hope you have been. I hope you've been enjoying the show so far.
Yes,
I have. I came in about an hour and a half maybe ago, but yes, I've been enjoying it.
Good.
Thank
good.
You.
Glad. I was hoping that we didn't corrupt you in any kind of way. So welcome. We're glad that you're here.
Oh, no.
Here.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Awesome. Well,
go ahead, man.
Tonight, we want to know, is there a man that you would take back for one last night of passion? And go ahead and get down.
Indeed. Well, yes, indeed there is. And, yeah, there's someone. And I guess I'll spit this poem to him. Sitting here, glancing across the room, having all sorts of freaky thoughts. I'm picturing how warm those lips will feel pressed against my soft, pulsating honey pot. Mmm. This flavor is tasty. I wonder, do you see me gazing your way? Do you have any idea of what I'm thinking? If you did, you'd be doing more than just smiling at me. My imagination is fucking you like crazy. I need another glass. Something about the way his lips move when he speaks to me, as if calling my inner being. Floating on clouds, swimming in a river of fiery pleasure within, I blink, and I find myself centered with his face. My hands around his head, diving deeper, got me feeling weak in the knees, body pleading, don't stop. Tingling from the inside, lightheaded. My world is spinning, I can't stop. The taste of him, I want more. Glass in one hand, blunt in the other. He's laid back now. I get high on him. Eyes closed, slowly grind deeper. With each consuming inch, he tests with intense pleasure. In a natural groove, sip, puff. Liquid gold and sativa clouding my mind like a delicious wave of fire. My lips on his neck, with each stroke I glide. He smells good, like deep musk and vanilla, crowding my senses, stimulating a tantalating and tantalizing thrill. As my tongue traces the sweat down his chest, I feel his hands mapping out beats up and down the crease of my back. My body reacts to the tunes being played. Our bodies intertwined. We dance to the rhythmic motion, the orchestra being played deep inside. We dance. His body is speaking to me now. He's going to explode. Fast, slow, faster, slower. You ready now? Release. Ooh, blame it on the Merlot. And that's my piece. Thank you.
Wow.
My God. My God. My God.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
So please
accept that friend request like ASAP. Thank you. Appreciate you. But yes,
I want to send a friend request too.
Okay, that'd be great.
This was exquisitely, this was exquisitely dope, amazing. I loved your wordplay, your metaphors, and exactly what you did. My goodness, beautiful work, beautiful work.
Gratitude.
Absolutely.
This is very visual, very vivid, very touching, very see me, see you as I do you. See me, enjoy you type of poetry. This is how I was digging exactly what Van was saying. I love the wordplay and how you put this together. This journey of intimacy is really what it was. And the way you put this together, for whoever that might happen to be who will get one last night of passion, for real.
Right. That part. That part. That part.
For real.
Right on. I dig that. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I hope this is not the last time that we get to hear you on the Get Down.
Yes.
No,
yes.
It will not be. It will not.
We got to invite you
again.
I
will most certainly be back.
So yes, feel free to hit the event. Feel free to hit the event page or hit Van and myself so that we can invite you to the next upcoming shows and what have you. Because this was a wonderful surprise to catch a poet this dope by mistake.
Facts.
Gratitude.
Yes.
Gratitude.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm actually ready to tag her into the event page now so that we can officially welcome you.
Please.
Yes, I can dig it.
And again, we hope this isn't the last time you visit the Get Down.
Oh, I'll be back.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now,
my pleasure.
We like to send our poets off to the Get Down dance floor so that you can show us some of your moves. There's a lot of people out there already grooving and vibing. So just go on out there and just stick around and just mingle and enjoy the rest of the show. Can you hang out with us a little bit more?
I sure will.
Thank you so much. One love, one mic, Queen.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Tony B. She found us by accident. I'm so glad she did because she was phenomenal.
Whew. Very much so. For a first-time caller, nice.
Absolutely.
By mistake.
Now, we're going to get to this next poet. And y'all, the mics are about to get soaking wet because it's rain. Hey, Rain.
Hey, Van. Hey, beloved. What's up, lover boys? I'm calling both of y'all that
right
tonight.
How you doing? No, you missed it. You weren't here. And you didn't hear J-Rob jump all the way across the table? Listen.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow. You're going to bring that up? You can't just let that ride? You just can't let that ride.
Jay.
Go on.
You own that title tonight. Baby. I've been
you
in reserve. I've been laid back. But you, my brother, all the way across the table. But hey, Ray, it's good to hear you.
And it's funny.
He's been on one tonight.
It is so funny that we have Rain on right about now. Because I recall a similar experience.
Oh.
Anyway, Rain, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Get Down.
It was Rain. Oh.
Wait, what? I missed something.
I will not tell the audience.
That.
I will not. That's between
it
me
was.
And Van. That just remember. It
okay.
was Rain.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rain,
yeah.
Rain,
yeah.
Welcome. Long time no
thank
hear.
You.
I hope you're having a wonderful summer.
Here last week. Okay, thank
still
you.
I hope you're having
last
a wonderful
week.
Summer.
You know. Like, it ain't been that long. It was a long time before last week.
Okay, let me go back then. It's been a minute. because we ain't see you in Philly.
Are you still feeling the drought? Oh, you're
I'm still feeling the drought.
You're still in your feelings.
I'm still in my feelings because I didn't get to see you in Philly. So it's been a long time. No see. So thank you for coming by tonight. Thank you for
coming. Well, I couldn't help myself. I was listening, and then, you know, this topic is just a really good topic.
Well, thank you.
That's what's up.
J-Rob worked really hard on picking this topic and coming up with this topic for us tonight.
I like it, and I've changed my answer since earlier.
Why would you change your answer?
So the reason I changed my answer is because I went back. Y'all made me go back and pull this piece out that I wrote back in 2014. And I had commented on something on your page, Van. And sometimes you don't want to. While I would love to experience what I experienced then, sometimes you don't want to mess with perfection. You just gotta keep it. You just got to hold on to what is and let it go. But it'll make sense after I read the speech.
Well, Rain, go ahead and get on down. Neither one of us asked the question, right? J-Rob, you're up.
I just answered it, though.
I know, but you're going to jump to ask it. She just jumped. She's another one. She's another one. Just jumped right in there. Oh, my God.
I'm not afraid to get wet. Go ahead.
Actually,
it rain.
Van.
Let it rain. Huh?
Van,
I'm sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
You did ask the question, though, bro. But, Rain, Van and I would like to know, is there any man out there that you would take back for one last night of passion before you let them go for good? And in the words of Van Meadows, get on down.
I thought of you today. It's been over a decade since I wore your name pretty on my lips. From you, your poetic twist, your refuge, your forbidden kiss. You, my yin and my yang, the glimmer in the shadows where I chose to exist. I remember how I wished upon stars as they fell from the sky, see their fate was the same as yours and mine. I presented myself to entertain these memories of how we made love on the bridge in the rain. We shared dreams of wanting so much more. We spent moments of bliss with a line of credit we couldn't afford. And yet, as I continue to reminisce, I remember how long it took me to be free of that debt. I'm so glad I thought of you today. It reminded me to never make that mistake again. That's right.
Oh my God.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
What, son?
See, Van, she got a way of just showing off, and I say that respectfully, but she has a way of showing off her poetic dexterity. And when you do a short piece like this that hits the point, these are called drabbles. D-R-A-B-B-L-E-S. These are called drabbles. There's not a lot of wording to it, but there's a lot of passion behind it, and the pieces are absolutely perfect in their execution and with the message that is being given. And that's what she did with this. She gave it to us exactly how it was supposed to be, and that was fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, J-Rob.
Van Meadows.
Rain. You know how I feel about your poetry. You know I love it. I enjoy it. I don't think I've heard a piece yet that I have not liked or enjoyed. And this piece ranks up there with that. You're an amazing poet. And, yeah, I like when you make the mic sweat. So keep up the good job. Good job.
Thanks, Poetic. I appreciate it. Appreciate you, gentlemen, creating space for me. Appreciate it. Excellent show. Thank you. I'm over to the dance floor.
Thank
find
you so much, Ray.
Get to
hopefully
that
dance floor. Yeah. Find some space over there, baby. Whew. Listen. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, beloved.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rain. My gracious. We're going to circle back to La Perla Negra because she has Miss VIP's. Hey, Danielle.
Hey. I'm muted. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes I have to mute myself because Block Talk be tripping and leaving my mic open and y'all think I'm muted. Okay. All right, so I don't know if this is the title or this is the beginning of the piece, but Diva, I hope you like the way I do this. Y'all ready?
Go ahead and get on down.
Taking you back even for a night would be detrimental. Not to mention my mental. As good as it was, I couldn't do it. Every move you put on me was incredible, but when we parted, I felt an instant disconnect. Felt like shit. I kept falling into a carnal trap, yet you wanted to swap. Blowing up my phone, asking when can you get the next hit, but I feel like a drug. You don't want to quit. Did I realize you were a narcissist, blaming me for walking away? Ultimatums aren't my thing. How in the hell can you want me, then blow up at me for not wanting to stay? You were into things I couldn't do, a woman going down on me, I don't, and won't ever roll that way. So I'm going to keep on walking. And if you ever see me, keep it moving. I have nothing really to say to you. You're a liar and you're a cheat. You lost the prize, which was me. The day you fucked me over, you'll someday rue. That's that piece.
Well, damn, Diva.
Right. Right.
So
this was
you never read the piece before you did
walking.
It?
No, not really. I skimmed through it. Damn, okay. Wow.
It's an awesome piece, and you did extremely well with that. Very, very, very well. I really liked that piece, and you did it justice.
Yes.
You really did this piece justice. Van Metals, what do you think?
Hey, man, first of all, I'm just going to turn my back and keep on walking for me. Talk to the back. Talk to the back. And stop looking at my behind as I walk away. Talk to me. Listen. Ms. VIP, you did your thing with the hairpiece, and La Perla La Negra, for the way that you deliver it, made it equally as awesome. This was phenomenal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.
All right, now get on back to that dance floor.
Here I come, y'all.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo. Why, son?
Talk.
That was the last song, man. That was the last song, man. We're going home tonight. Yeah. Yeah, and that Bed Apple, man. Yeah, mom's home cooking. Oh, man, matter of fact, I'm going to go call my girl right now. Do-do-do-do. What's happening, man?
Man,
where you been? See, some of y'all might know what intro that is to a song. If you know anything about me, you might know. And that some of you sitting here like, what the heck was he just saying? But hey, but check this out though.
Hey, I was going with the song that had the chorus, "Have you ever been kissed from head to toe, down your back, around to your navel?" But
yeah.
What do I know? I do a lot of old school music.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Old school music is the best.
Ooh.
But you got to mix in the new school, because they be taking some of the old school, but that's a whole nother show. But, hey, man, tonight has been a great show, man. It has been phenomenal.
Tonight has been poetic, no pun intended. It has been poetry personified. And everyone who came through lended their talents. And we met someone for the first time who just by happen chance got to get down. And overall, this was a dope-ass show. Everybody did their thing. Everybody who wrote in did something that was very special to this show. Outstanding, man. Absolutely outstanding.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and you got more closing words, my brother?
Yeah. First and foremost, Van, I love you. You're my brother.
Love you too, bro.
You're an incredible, 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 incredible dude. You're a phenomenal poet. Bro, I don't know what spiritual entity said you two guys got to meet. But if it's not for yourself, David Mott, and for real, I wouldn't be here. And you cats have helped me through some difficult times through poetry and just being my brothers. And even in meeting Mojave and finding out how phenomenal that dude is, not just as a poet, but as a human being, and my cousin. The ladies are outstanding, and I say all this because we're family. We argue, we fight, we get on each other's nerves, but we get back to the basics, and we gag, and we giggle, and we talk stuff. And then between Edwina and King Atterbury, it just wraps this up into a pretty package. I love being on Epiphany. I love this network. I love what we do. I love you for allowing me an opportunity to stretch my pen, challenging me intellectually, being there when I've needed you most, and bringing an opportunity to other poets so that we can have a safe space for poets to be poets. This is one of the most beautiful things that we have, because as poets, we share what we share, and the world appreciates us. So I want to salute you, give you your flowers, and thank you from the bottom of my heart, bro. And to the fans and the people who have called in, who are listening in, we thank you. And I want to say thank you, because you didn't see it to be robbery of your time to spend it with Van and myself. We hope you've enjoyed the poetry. We hope you laughed. We hope that some of this stuff touched you. And we want to thank you and thank you and thank you. And again, I say to you, Ben, I love you, bro. Salute.
Appreciate you, my brother. I love you back, man. I love you back more than words can even express, because you're my brother, man. And like you said, man, we whatever spiritual entity decided that we needed to link up, had no idea, or maybe it did have an idea of what exactly it was doing when it put the two of us together. You know, it's one thing to have a like-minded individual, but it's also one thing to have a like-minded individual that shares some of the same sentiments, some of the same things, some of the same physics, some of the just same energy that we are able to put out into the universe just to be able to do something that we love. And that's hear, read, write, and recite poetry. And for you, brother, I'm definitely a boy wonder. To you, Batman, appreciate you. To the poets the listeners, the callers. Man, listen, you are amazing. Don't let anybody else ever tell you that you aren't. We appreciate the fact that you take 2 to 3 hours out of your evening to spend with us here night after night on the Get Down, week after week on the Get Down, but night after night on Epiphany Radio. 7 days a week where we got shows for all genres. Whatever you want to spit, we have everything here for you. Hey, man, I got to tell you, it was really nice to gain a new caller by accident and have her enjoy what she's hearing, to stick around and say, you know what? I want to spit. I want to recite. I want to let them hear my work. And man, listen, Tony B, thank you so much. Without y'all, there would be no Epiphany Radio. And we do not take it lightly that you are here. You are here to be heard. And we want you to be heard. So, with that being said, let me give you the lineup so you can know what's happening with Epiphany Radio up to next week. Tomorrow night, join us for Renaissance Poetry, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with your hosts Keith Eric and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night, it's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night, we will be in the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson, and I will be joining yours truly, Poetic, again. Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, is the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And the next Thursday, y'all, will be the first Get Down of August. Make sure you tune in with J. Rob the Wise Son and yours truly, Poetic. Man, we love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to see you tomorrow night in Renaissance Poetry. Bring your best. Well, you know what he says. You know what he says. Bring your best stuff. Not what's best to us, but what's best to you, because we know that you're going to bring that good, good. So, one love, one mic. Remember.
One love and one mic.
Take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace, y'all.